Would you threaten or stalk or use vulgar language? You know, Carl, I don't know about the threatening. Yeah, maybe. If you want me to be completely candid on here, maybe. I'd be careful, though. VE7KFM, N4TAT, over.
Roger, Roger, Donnie. Well, you know, maybe an almost counts in horseshoes, hand grenades and abortions, as we used to say. Over.
I never heard the part about abortions. We don't want to even talk about abortions on ham radio, I don't think. I don't care to. I don't know. I'm against it, but I'm not a woman, you know, and I'm not pregnant, so what I think is pretty much irrelevant. Over.
Something should have been aborted.
Roger, Roger. Right. Okay, Donnie, since you were being perfectly candid, and since I apparently wrote a obscene, profane, and threatening email to a raghead Patel, let me read you that.
Come on, open up.
Let me read you that.
Should have been aborted.
Let me read you that. That famous letter. Dear Mr. Vishal Patel, very, very good. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Carl F. Madeira. I'm a Canadian living in Victoria, BC, on the west coast of Canada. I am also a Canadian radio amateur, licensed by Industry Canada as VE7KFM. For wider background, I am a retired commissioned officer and graduate of Canada's elite and unique RMC, the Canadian equivalent of your West Point, etc. With all that imports, incidentally, I was trained as a communications and electronic warfare officer and as a navigator in the Canadian Armed Forces, and inter alia was also trained as a lawyer. The alphabet soup of credentials below my signature offered to conserve bandwidth evidences some of this and more. How do you like me so far, Donnie, and can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I think you should drop the accent, though, on my request. N4TAT, over.
Okay, to continue. I am writing in general support of Donald Anderson, N4TAT, a longtime acquaintance and frequent on-air correspondent on 20 meters. But a nota bene that Donald, N4TAT, is not, to capitalize not, a friend of mine.
Moreover,
he does not, and I capitalize not, know that I'm writing you, anticipating I cannot CC him as responsible administrative behavior mandates, and is my want in such circumstances, because in all these years he has not shared his email address with me. You get the picture, I trust. More to the point, I understand that late last year, you telephoned Donald's 96-year-old ill mother,
brackets,
exclamation mark, end of brackets, leaving a message for him to call you at the FCC, with all that implied in the circumstances. I understand that Donald reportedly promptly returned your call. In brief, I understand that your concerns with Donald Anderson, N4TAT, were that he was supposedly, quote, stalking, unquote, someone, that he supposedly used, quote, vulgar language, unquote, and that he supposedly made, quote, threats, unquote, all on air, presumably. I also understand that you would neither disclose the name of the complainant to Donald, nor the name of the person supposedly being stalked and threatened by him, if different. And that you may, or may not, the story is a little fuzzy here, as supposed audio recordings purporting to evidence these allegations. The most charitably laconic thing that I can offer to all of the above,
after stopping to have a good laugh, is...
You have obviously been snookered. Why do I aver so strongly? Brutally, because stalking and threats are crimes, and as such, not, a capital not, the primary purview of the FCC. Perfunctorily, since I've been Donald N4TAT's most frequent correspondent on 20 meters for only the past about 15 years, Donald is the one, among others, who is being stalked, harassed, almost certainly by your complainant.
Donald
is a demonstrated virtual Puritan when it comes to language, and Donald barely stands up for his constitutional rights and would not know how to threaten anyone. For evidence that Donald is being stalked and harassed, inter alia peruse, and I give a link to my front page, in general, and consider this therefrom in particular. And then I quote the paragraph about you on the front page. And then I continue. For proof that Donald is a virtual Puritan when it comes to language, listen to him any, the word any is in all caps, any day of the week around 14313 megahertz. Moreover, despite being an officer and a gentleman, it is I and not is in caps, and not Donald, who has been known to use the most colorful and vulgar and even obscene language imaginable, usually for effect, on 20 meters. This is an admission against interest. Ask your FCC shysters to explain this concept to you, and especially what it implies and imports. For your information, I define the limits of speech in amateur radio, not only in my Canada, and the word my is capitalized, of course, but also in the United States. For partial evidence of this, read your Laura Smith FCC Scares famous email on this subject to one of the gang, dated 3 March 2009. And then I quote the paragraph about we're Carl on American, the First Amendment.
You don't have to ID if you're not talking.
Good, bad, and even ugly. If you are even a semi-competent judge of human nature, after having spoken to Donald on the telephone especially, you should realize that Donnie is a very self-effacing fellow, and arguably a virtual wimp, and incipient coward. Something, incidentally, that I have never been accused of, as this missive evidences in part. And as far as the supposed threats are concerned, I bet you dimes to donuts that your complainant did not even finish high school in Stupidland, and likely does not even know how to spell threat. Never mind know its strict legal definition and meaning. I know, because I've received unsolicited emails, and they spelt it, quote, T-R-E-A-T. Unquote, as in treat. Be that as it may, suffice it to say that for you to have gotten Donald Anderson, N4TAT, so wrong, so has three O's, for effect, is either because you and your superiors are stupid, or you and yours are mendacious. Choose and lose. Put this on Donald N4TAT's file and be warned that I'm going to watch you and yours on this file like the proverbial hawk. You are welcome to consider this a threat or a treat, your choice entirely. Irreverently yours. I was going to say up yours, but I didn't, Donnie. I restrained myself. I said irreverently yours, and then I have my full name, then I have my alphabet soup of initials, and then it says Captain Retired ADC, and then it says V7KFM, and then it says BCC. So, Donnie, dare I ask you what you think of this?
Yeah, Carl, your writing style is very, you may have been an author, actually. You have a way of putting things down on paper that are very interesting and has a effect.